Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. I make it a habit of reading the animal section of the classified ads. I do it in the local papers, including those little freebies that show up all over the place, and I also do it when I travel. I find it gives me insight into what's going on relative to the companion animal market, potential owners' expectations, and the expectations of dealers and sellers. This past weekend, I read an ad that summed up how much the dog selection process has changed over the years. The ad was a simple one. For sale, purebred golden doodle puppies, $1,000, followed by a phone number. For many people, I'm sure that ad makes perfectly good sense. For them, unlike me, the ad didn't involve the oxymoronic purebred golden doodles. This got me thinking about how much more difficult it is to reply to what used to be a relatively simple question, what kind of dog or puppy should I get? Regardless who among us answers that question, we will almost certainly be answering it in terms of our own perception of dogs and dog ownership, and which dogs are easier, which dogs are fun, and which dogs we wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole. But for those of us who are in the animal care professions, who are often looked upon as more knowledgeable than the general public, it can pose quite a challenge. For example, there was a time when I was among the group of people who recommended soft, sometimes called mushy dogs, to a lot of people, particularly families with young children, but also people that I knew didn't have a lot of dog sense, nor did they know that much about training. My thinking at that time was that soft, mushy dogs, by definition, were more naturally subordinate. Consequently, all the people who got these dogs needed to do was to give that dog a consistent message of leadership. I'm talking about the canine parental model here, not the dominant competitive littermate model. As long as those people could relate to that dog like mature canine parents, the dogs would be easy to train, they would get with the program. But that was back in the days before the training community became polarized into all positive and negative or aversive camps. Back then, mom and dads weren't all positive or all negative. They were more balanced. But when the training scene changed and people were expected to pledge their allegiance to one form or the other, things became very complicated. All positive is an extremely relative term. And all positive owners sometimes can be very mushy and subordinate and needy. And needy people with naturally subordinate dogs can get into trouble because there's nobody in charge. Nobody wants to be in charge. There's no one the dog can trust. Consequently, it's no wonder that some of these dogs get into behavioral problems, that they may suffer from aggression, separation anxiety, or they may self-mutilate or succumb to immune-mediated disorders. So I can't say soft mushy anymore. But I certainly don't want to say dominant. the dog-owning or dog-loving population's concept of dominant is totally skewed by some macho, political, corporate, or sports analogy. So that didn't work, and I can't use my favorite, reserved temperament. There aren't many people out there who recognize what a reserved temperament is, including a significant number of breeders who equate it with timid, and reserved is anything but. So there's my dilemma. If people say to me, what kind of dog should I get? What should I be looking for? I know that just as what I am recommending to them is shaped by my experience, what they are hearing is what is shaped by theirs. From my perspective, the only thing that keeps me from losing sleep over this is knowing that in the current climate, and regardless what I say, the majority of people will choose a puppy or choose a dog with their hearts rather than their heads.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.